Welcome to the Portage County Safety Council podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's safety chat.
Hi, this is Nick Coya with the Portage County Safety Council, and I'm here today with Carrie Gray from the Bureau of Workers' Compensation. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Doing good. You know, we had a conversation recently. We're coming towards the end of the calendar year, and this is a time for many companies to start closing out their books and records. And it's the same for safety. In fact, we're coming towards the end of the year, which means OSHA record keeping is coming to a close for us. And with OSHA record keeping closing out the books for 2018 as we roll into 19, there's going to be some requirements for our employers. And I think the first question we often have is who's required to even keep these OSHA records?
Well, any employer that has 11 or more employees should keep OSHA record keeping records. And that's typically you're talking about the OSHA 300 log, sometimes the 301, and then the 300A summary. There are some industries that are exempt. Typically, it's like smaller retail places or, you know, things like bowling alleys or funeral homes, they don't have to keep OSHA records. But anybody manufacturing, construction, agriculture, they should all be keeping records.
So we have these OSHA records that we keep throughout the year where we log any injuries that happen that are beyond first aid and some other pieces that we could talk about on another day. But those records come to a close. And one of the things we have to do is we need to post a summary. So what happens at the end of the year with this summary form?
Yep. So what employers that have to keep the logs should be doing is at the end of the year, they gather all their data. Now, keep in mind, they should be posting or they should be putting information on their log within 7 days of the incident happening. So they shouldn't wait till the end of December, beginning of January to start their log. They should have their log ready and then they just clean it up and make sure everything's where it is. They should on February 1st post a summary, and it's the 300A. It's part of the form package in there. And so from February 1st to April 30th, all employers should have this summary only posted for all the employees to see.
So we have to post this in an area that is accessible to the employees. I can't hang it in my HR office and shut the door and pretend it never existed.
Absolutely. You have to post it a lot of times by the time clock, in the lunchroom. If you're a construction company and you have different job sites, you should be posting it at different job sites. And it's even OSHA's gone as far as saying, sure, you can email it out to all your employees, but you still need to post a hard copy of this form.
You know, when we go out to job sites to do inspections, one of the things we look at is the summary form or their OSHA logs to get an idea of what's happening there. And often we find mistakes. So what are some of the top mistakes you find on that summary form?
All right. Well, one big mistake that I see often is it's not signed by the highest ranking official in that company. A lot of times you'll see the safety manager, you'll see the HR manager, you'll see whoever, but not the highest ranking official signing off on these forms. And really, OSHA created this form, this summary that has to be posted to force a conversation between top management and whoever's keeping these logs. So top management, highest ranking official at the facility or their boss should be the one that's signing these forms. Another common mistake that I see is just the numbers not adding up. There's totals, different columns of totals. Well, if you have six injuries, then in another column where it talks about types of injuries, you should have six injuries. And so a lot of times I see their numbers just don't seem to match, and you can tell they're making mistakes on their log even just from looking at the summary.
All right. So we really need to make sure that we have the senior official sign that, and we need to make sure that we're transferring that data correctly from the original log to the summary for our final summary page. Now, we've had some additional changes in the past 2 years here that's now requiring us to do some online reporting. Who's required to submit those logs online now?
So this number changes a little bit. It's actually employers that have 20 or more people at an establishment. So you could have small establishments and they wouldn't have to submit it to OSHA, or you could have one big giant establishment and they're just going to submit one log. But OSHA's looking for establishments of more than 20 employees. And again, they throw in that certain high-risk industries, but really anybody in construction, manufacturing, agriculture, wholesale trade, all those industries, they're going to fall under this requirement. Now, the big thing that changes, and it seems to, this will be the third time that we've submitted information to OSHA. And so far, the date has been different every single time. So the date starting for the 2018 year, which we'll be reporting in 2019, and hopefully going forward till the end of time, will be March 2nd. So March 2nd is when you submit the previous year's data to OSHA.
So OSHA will open up the website on March 2nd.
Should be.
To start submitting. Is there a final deadline to get that information in?
You know, it may even be opened up sooner, I would assume, because they are saying right now they want it by March 2nd, but the website is not opened up at this time.
Okay, so just continue checking the website, yes, looking for that, because we know how that works sometimes. The website will be up and down, but you want to make sure you get that data turned in time. Now, OSHA record keeping can become a pretty complex topic because there's a lot of little nuances to it. If A happens, then B, so you may record, and people easily get confused by that. In fact, you talked today a little bit about establishments, where you might have multiple facilities. So, you know, while you have 100 employees, you have 10 facilities, you have 10 at each. Now it becomes a little more confusing on how you maintain those records. So what is a great way for people to get more information to understand how to keep those OSHA logs?
Well, one thing that we have out there and we put out there every single year to help employers is we offer classes through the BWC. So different offices offer half-day or full-day classes. Out of the Canton Service Office, where I'm from, I'm the one that gets to teach those. And then a lot of the time, safety councils will also have different seminars. Usually those are shorter than the classes, but just to give some good general information. The BWC has also created an online class to help walk through OSHA record keeping, but it's not quite as detailed as the actual classes are themselves.
And you can also always rely on your local safety consultant to help you if you have questions. Oftentimes, us out of the Canton office will call who I call the OSHA record keeping guru. Carrie will call her herself and say, hey, we got a question on this, and they're able to provide that information for you. Now, you have some upcoming classes.
Yeah, we do. I have a class coming in the Canton Service Office on February 21st. And typically that almost seems like it would be too late because February 1st, you have to have your summary posted. But that was anticipation of the March 2nd deadline. So they push that out a little bit, but don't not do your summary. Do your summary to the best of your ability if you're coming to that class. The other thing that I have going on is a joint with the Portage County Safety Council, the Summit County Safety Council, Medina County Safety Council, and the Canton Akron Safety Council. I'm doing a seminar on January 22nd at Tangiers in Akron.
So it's a great time to come in to make sure everything's ready to go before that February 1st deadline.
Absolutely.
Now, if I made some mistakes, one last question. If I made some mistakes and I come to that February class, can we go back and edit those documents to get that up to date and make sure we've answered all the questions correctly?
Absolutely. You always want to go back and make sure that your information is as accurate as possible. One thing that I recommend to folks when they take one of my classes or seminars, take the certificate or the training information from that, stick it in with your records, and sometimes you have to start fresh going forward from there, depending on how big of opportunities of improvement that you have. But yeah, definitely go back. If you use the Excel version, you can always go on electronically and make your changes and print out a new one. Keep the summary. You just keep the summary. You don't have to update that. But the log itself, you have the opportunity to go back and update the last 5 years.
All right. Well, thank you, Carrie, so much for coming out today to talk to us about OSHA record keeping. And everyone, don't forget about your upcoming deadlines. And until we see you next time, be safe.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. To learn more about how your company can earn up to a 4% Ohio BWC premium rebate by becoming an active member of the Portage County Safety Council, please visit our website at www.portagecountysafetycouncil.wordpress.com. The preceding information is for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed may not reflect the views of any affiliated or sponsoring individuals or organizations. Listeners should carefully weigh information provided and seek advice from an appropriate professional before implementing. Listener discretion is advised.